This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think... yet another PSA to give out. But also, in the middle of that PSA, I want to admit that I was wrong about something.
Oh.
So maybe you'll hear...
Hold up!
Yeah, maybe you'll hear me out a little more.
So, I mean, most of the time, it is my duty to let you speak for a little bit, and then I beat you down and tell you how you're wrong. So I will leave this uninterrupted if you're willing to start with you're an idiot.
Well, I'm an idiot. I'm a very skeptical person, I would think, as you guys probably know. And there are these celebrities that we have that are like, no one can hate these celebrities, right? Like The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
No one can hate The Rock.
You can't.
I'm skeptical. I'm like, but if you're that perfect, what's hiding? What's hiding?
If you're that perfect and you're only playing one role, something's wrong.
So you're a Stillwater's Run Deep.
Yeah, I don't hate The Rock, but I'm skeptical of a lot of people on that list of celebrities you can't hate.
Really, The Rock, though.
Yeah, I just think everything
would have got caught by now.
But it's so manufactured. It's so perfect. It's so run through editors before anything gets posted. It just seems like.
But he's been around in the cell phone era. He's been around in the Me Too era. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a part of professional wrestling, which is shady as...
Yeah.
And somehow, no one's got receipts on this guy. It seems like it's real. Like, he's genuinely...
It does, and I don't know what. I'm not even accusing him of anything. I'm just skeptical. And we've seen lots of celebrities that fell out of this. Ellen was one of those celebrities who... No, how could you hate Ellen? Then stuff came out. Will Smith. How could you hate Will Smith? Well, he slapped Chris Rock. Things happen, and they change, and you're like, I guess there's more to this person. So I'm just a skeptical person. One of these celebrities on this list of how could you hate this person...
Okay.
Aaron, don't be mad.
It's fine.
If you say...
Is it... I don't know.
Oh my God, I think I know who it is, and you're gonna be mad.
Do you want to guess?
It's Taylor.
No.
It's not Taylor.
No.
Is it HS?
No.
Who's HS?
Harry Styles.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Harry Styles. He doesn't even try to pretend to be good. It's not Taylor.
No, it's not.
She has turned into such a Swiftie that I think she'd actually claw your eyes out. You would.
No.
Anytime I've ever said anything about Taylor, you get a different, you get the dog turd under your nose look.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You are
Anyways,
a staunch
hold on.
Defender
I'm trying
of
to think
Taylor.
Of some other people that I love.
You think that Aaron's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is probably it's a female celebrity. She's probably the top of the list of nobody hates this celebrity. Nobody.
Nobody but, hates. If you, text into 51059 if you think you know who it is. Mm-hmm.
Who do I talk about? Dua Lipa.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Dolly Parton.
No way.
Dolly Parton. So she's on this list, right?
Hear me out. Did you see the most recent story about Dolly?
What is that? I don't know.
She's my spirit animal right now. If Aaron doesn't claw your eyes out, I will.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Julia Roberts came out and was talking about, because Dolly Parton was in Terms of Endearment, I think.
I think so.
And Julia was the cancer patient, and she's the one who dies or something, I think.
Mm. I haven't seen it, so thanks.
Are you kidding me? Terms of Endearment is like the original Beaches or whatever.
I was going to finish it tonight.
Shut up, you guys. It's the oldest movie, but if you want to cry, you will cry. It's one of those movies. It is designed for you to cry. Irregardless, shout out to you, Mom. Apparently, while they were filming the movie, it was 10 billion degrees and 100% humidity.
And okay. So a lot like this room.
Correct. And Dolly is, they're like, there's some time in between takes, and Dolly's just sitting there smiling, and Julia is like, what the F? Like, it is miserable out here. How are you not miserable? And Dolly said, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like, when I was a little girl, I dreamed of being rich and I dreamed of being famous. I'm both of those things. So I don't think I should complain.
Mm. Wow. I like that.
I love Dolly.
And Julia Roberts from that day forward was like, shut your mouth. Hold your tongue. Oh, your stretch limo is 10 minutes late. Shut up. You have a stretch limo. Like, so having said that, one of the most famous humans on earth is also one of the most humble, down to earth, and genuinely grateful people. I triple
from
dog
what we've heard. From
dare
what we've heard.
You to talk trash. She only communicates via facts.
Yep.
Which I don't like, because you only get to do that if you're a super huge rich celebrity. I don't like when celebrities are like, you know, I just never upgraded from a flip phone. I'm just so quirky. It's like, well, yeah, we can't. I would love to do that, but I have to log into Facebook and post stuff. Like, I don't have that luxury.
Okay.
But that aside, I'm not saying I hate Dolly Parton. I'm just saying these people on this list of the untouchable celebrities, I'm just skeptical of. And I don't lean in too hard one way or the other, because I just go,
no, but you're leaning
I don't
right
know.
Now.
Yeah.
But here's where. I admit that I was wrong. That I was wrong to doubt Dolly Parton. Because did you know, this is the PSA part, Dolly Parton has Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Have you heard of that? Either of you heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
I don't think I have.
It's a program in several states. It's definitely in Colorado. But it mails free, high-quality books to children from birth to age 5, no matter their family's income. And we just found out about this. We had a daughter not too long ago, so we signed our daughter up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and we got our first book in the mail, and I'm eating crow. I was wrong. Dolly Parton is perfect. She is literally perfect.
Because
we got a free
she
book.
Gave you something.
No, she's backing it up. She's like, yeah, she's genuinely.
She's always backed it up,
she's
you
always,
heathen.
Yeah.
So you had the
okay.
It's not our fault that you were ignorant.
100%.
Ignorant of what? I said, what did I say?
Because you're waiting for another shoe. And the only way you're going to take her out of the crosshairs.
She's doing better than Will Smith. I never got anything from Will Smith. Ellen, where are you at? No books. Kevin Spacey, who else do we want to add on the list?
Kevin Spacey's on a lot of
beloved celebrities.
Very bad.
All right,
with the PSA, you should absolutely, if you have kids, you should sign them up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, because they're really good books. They're completely free, no obligation, and it's from birth to 5. That's the PSA part.
I need
sign
you to understand
up.
Something. I have planned a trip to Nashville. And I am going to fly to Nashville, and I'm going to walk up, and I'm going to introduce myself to Dolly Parton, and I'm going to get Hazel's name taken off that list, because you, sir, are an a-hole.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm disappointed, I guess, is the only word I can say.
I'm used to hearing it.
Aaron?
Yeah?
I'm proud of you.
Oh, whoa, not used to that one. Okay.
I'm really, really proud of you. I think...
Are you doing one of those like insult sandwiches or whatever?
No.
Oh, no, it's the other way around.
It's a compliment sandwich? Okay. No, I'm not doing that. No.
I get my insult sandwiches with extra insult and a little insult on the side as well.
I'm sorry, did you want me to pay attention to you?
Oh my gosh, why are you being so mean?
Because I'm proud of you, Aaron, but I'm
mad. Is it
mad.
Because I noticed something?
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Mm-hmm. T-Hack.
Boy, oh boy, T. Oh,
you shaved your head.
You have never let me down more than you let me down right now. It's
wait, but
this is
hold
harsh.
On, hold on. Being the devil,
we
hey,
walked in together.
You, okay,
we were
you
on
did.
The same elevator.
Oh no,
the whole thing.
Okay,
I cherish that those memories. But I missed something.
I have never taken.
What did I miss?
Okay, in a really long time, I have not taken a risk like I'm taking today, and. The big part of it is I took it for you. And
oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, and, that's...
And dang. It's just like, you insult me, sir.
What
your mere presence... I don't even respond.
What did I mean?
Thank you for the things that you said.
Tia got up and is looking.
okay, cargo pants. I did miss them.
Cargo yeah. pants in a non-gray color.
Yeah. Green. Wow. I completely green. Missed them. In hold on. In my defense.
In my defense.
In my defense.
In my defense. I walked in with you at the same
yep.
time.
And I would like to take you back to that moment when we walked into the building together. Remember, you were standing there waiting for me. I was coming in. And what was the first thing I said to you?
I don't know. I don't listen to you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The very first thing
you said something because you didn't take your sunglasses off.
I said, it's kind of hard to see you because you're so backlit from the doors behind him. That was the very
Understood.
First thing I said.
Yes.
Pretty hard okay. to see you. But because yep. I couldn't even tell that it was you at first. I figured because you were just standing there. You were doing the punch in the hand thing
no, I
like
wasn't,
you normally do.
Because I had two Starbucks drinks because they screwed up my order today. Oh, yeah. So then they gave me a free one, the one they screwed up. So I was mm-hmm. holding that. I was there was no way I was going to be able to get on the elevator and get to this floor. So I was grateful to see you. And I was so excited to have you go like, dude, branching out, not wearing gray jeans. What? You're wearing cargos? What? With black Air Force Ones? What? Look at you. You are me. I am capsule wardrobe today. I'm wearing a black V-neck shirt.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And green, kind of olive-y cargo.
Olive green.
And you're right. Now that I'm looking back, you were kind of standing. I think now I'm kind of, I'm feeling, I'm sorry. You're right. You
it's
were,
too
you
late.
You were waiting for me to
I
me to know
was.
You were presenting.
I was. I peacock.
In the animal kingdom.
Nobody peacocks harder than I peacock on an elevator. But I was like, he's got his sunglasses on. It's fine. But then we have to get off the elevator and walk down a whole hallway together. And I'm like, nothing. I come into the studio. He branches off into a different studio, which is yep. sort of the producer tank where he mm-hmm. works on occasion. And then he comes back and forth into here when mm-hmm. we're on the air.
Yeah.
And as I walk in here, Aaron said something like, you said like cool words, like digging the fit or something.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, look at the pants. I like the fit. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah, she just right. like,
yeah.
just.
So you don't listen to her either.
Yeah, no, well, when somebody's saying something nice to me, I'm just... And I bought these in black as well.
Okay,
good.
Nice. I didn't know. Are they cuffed at the bottom or are they
know.
Loose? Let me see. No, they're loose. Okay, yeah. Wow. They look just like mine.
Okay. And I just want to say thank you to the people at Hollister for believing the story that I told you that I was buying back to school clothes
Aww.
For my son. Because they give you, if you're not 21 or younger at Hollister, they're like, they literally say things like, who are you shopping for today?
Really?
That's just a question. You can say it's for me. Mm-mm. Why not?
Because they're like, because you like if you're a person standing in the men's section of a store, you just go, can I help you find anything? You don't say, who are
yeah.
you shopping for? I'm shopping for me. I am a man. I'm in the men's section. But they're just like, oh, but you, sir, geriatric Alzheimer's patient, have wandered into Hollister. We don't dig your kind. So then I'm
we
just,
do have a ramp to the back of the store, sir.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Other people's problems. You got them, we solve them, and today's all about?
We have a couple that I think they're thinking about like a joint honeymoon, but I don't know that she's on board.
Okay. Margaret?
Yay.
Yay. Tell us about your honeymoon.
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way.
No problem. Congratulations on your impending
yeah.
nuptials. Sorry, we have to do that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, we've been engaged for a few months, and we've started discussing, you know, honeymoon stuff. And I really wanted to go to Italy.
Oh,
like, that's
nice.
Where I wanted to go.
Wow.
And my fiancé was not into it at all. Like, he wanted to try, like, Greece or something else. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, let's do Italy. Let's do it. Let's book immediately. And I'm like, wow, okay. What's changed? His dad and stepmom want to come with us to Italy.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, you're
on your honeymoon. Where you're gonna do stuff.
Yes.
Well, not in the lobby.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
so okay.
I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard what was going on, it was like a honeymoon with friends. That sounds amazing. That sounds like so much fun. Because then you could just hang out together and like, but dad and stepmom.
Because you don't want to, yeah, because like if you, I don't know. I've been married so many times, I'd like to just address this for a second. Okay. Like, and maybe you can speak to it, Tiak. Like, on your honeymoon, there, it's so stupid because you've already had relations with your wife before, right? Most people have. But like, you're just, you're somewhere and you're just, you're having dinner and you're just like, God, let's just go to the room. Ugh.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you so much. We're married.
Yeah, we let's, did it. We really let, did
and
it.
And let's just go. Yeah. But if you have to like, look at your mom and dad and go, we're going to go because we want to boink.
Like, yeah.
It just get it just feels, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if you're getting married, you're joining a family, or you're accepting someone in a. So maybe, I don't know.
About?
Maybe there's
I'm
like
not
well,
joining
well, no.
a family like that.
No,
I'm trying to be devil's advocate.
Okay, Margaret, do you like them?
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but I don't want to go on my honeymoon with them.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like small doses is better. You know what I mean?
Is he kind of a mama's boy, a daddy's boy? Like, why do you think...
Have they said that they would help financially?
Yeah, what's the motivation for him wanting to go with them?
I don't know if they've offered to help financially. That's a good question. But basically, his dad, like, whatever his dad says, he does.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, he's more of a daddy says this, I'm going to do this kind of boy. And it's his stepmom, so it's not, you know, they have an okay relationship.
Oh, it's his stepmom, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059.
So do you feel like if you want to go to Italy and your chance to go to Italy is now a four-person trip, or and otherwise it's out?
Yeah, I kind of don't want to go to Italy that bad, to be honest.
A few breadsticks here at Pizza Huddle. Be about the same.
Okay, but so the plans are in motion. I mean, I think what the people we need to talk to are like, has anybody done this? I mean, maybe not with parents. I mean, Aaron's idea of like...
A friend trip.
My first wedding, like my brother was also in Mexico at the same time.
Oh.
So we did meet them for a dinner or two, but it's not that bad, but like imagining, you know, Margaret in her sundress in the countryside of Italy and just like, wanting, it's like, I'm not wearing underwear today because I want. It's like, but I have to because your dad and your stepmom are there. Like, it's just like, I've not traveled to Italy nor have I traveled. I've only gone to Mexico out of the country. Okay. But like, to me, Aaron, you do it all. Like, don't you go and kind of like, you're somebody else a little bit?
Not necessarily, but I do want to experience like the whole culture. So that's why it's like, the more the merrier for me.
Hmm. Well, don't you want, even if it's not relations, whatever, focus or, that's, yeah. Even if it's just like, sorry, we couldn't make dinner because we just got swept up in the Colosseum or whatever. Like, we just took our time. We decided to stop and get coffee.
But you wouldn't be able to do that because everything you do, it's kind of like today's Colosseum day. So we're all going to the Colosseum.
Yeah. Get your fanny packs and we're going. God.
Hey, fanny packs are cool.
But he seems like, you haven't said no to this yet, but the reason you're contacting us is you feel like he's dead set.
Have you booked anything yet?
Yeah.
We haven't booked anything yet. I need him to see my way.
Okay.
And he's not like acknowledging my feelings. I just kind of need some advice how to deal with this because I don't want him to think that I don't like his family. That's not the case. I love them. It's just, like you were saying, like, I want to have some freedom on our trip. I want to be able to, like, make plans in the spur of the moment. It's not even just about, like, the boinking, you know? It's about, like, sleep in and then drive to a different city today. Or, you know, like, I don't have to clear it with other people.
And boink there.
And boinking, in the car, over the... All right, Margaret. Well, we're going to... This sudden change of heart is cool. Like, he gave in to you, but then he... gave into you with a condition which we don't like, so...
Well, and it's not even into her, it's into... He gave into his dad.
Yeah. All right, hang on, Margaret. We're gonna get you some advice. Do not move. All right, so I don't
know. Well,
I don't like it. I'm just saying.
I don't like it either. Your honeymoon. I wouldn't want to go with friends either. I feel like the honeymoon is, it's called the honeymoon phase for a reason. It's just like, this is
your one shot of the first time you're going to be husband and wife, and you have your rings, and you're just, it's just different when you finally have a ring on. Do you remember when you first put a wedding ring on?
I do. Yep. And it fell off in the shower the next day.
I almost
lost it. Then we got to resize. Now we're good.
But I mean, you can't stop. You keep holding hand, and you're just like, oh my God, we're married.
Yeah, we really did it.
And there's your dad. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. If you have advice for her.
Well, we're getting a text that says that the stepmom wants to call in.
The stepmom?
Ooh.
I don't know if it's really her or not. I need to verify.
Okay.
Let's still get advice. Let me deal with
it. Call in with your advice for Margaret, who doesn't want the in-laws coming on their honeymoon, and we may be talking to the stepmom in this situation next. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're tackling Margaret's OPP today. And normally this is where we'd be taking a bunch of advice, and I think we're still going to get some. But basically, she's getting married. She wants to go to Italy for her honeymoon. Her fiancé has been kind of hemming and hawing, and then all of a sudden he's like, 100% all in. Let's go. One caveat. My parents want to come.
Yeah, his dad.
Well, my father and his new wife.
Yeah, and she's like, well, that's not really what I had in mind for our honeymoon, but
I pictured us alone in Italy, but...
As most would for their honeymoon, but...
Right. So, Margaret, Christine is your stepmom, correct?
Yes.
Well, she's on the phone, and she thinks you don't have all the facts, and... I'm not a huge fan of this, but everyone seems to be okay. Let's just, Christine, are you there?
I am. Yay.
What are we missing here?
Well, I have to tell you, I actually feel very, very sorry for Margaret because she has this whole thing backwards.
What? How did she? I don't understand.
I will let her know. My stepson is a big time user. He is basically, this is our trip that we planned, and he's glamming on it. He's a freeloader.
Oh,
what? Hold up. What? You're not disrupting their honeymoon. He's shoving his honeymoon into your trip.
Yes, he is, because we pay for everything for him. Everything. And she doesn't realize what a loser she's really marrying. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you don't really know who you're marrying, I'm telling you. And I feel very sorry for you.
Wow. Okay?
This was our trip that we planned. And he talked his father into making it his honeymoon and making you believe that he wants to take you to Italy because that's what you want. We are flipping the whole bill.
Okay. Before we explore the other loser parts of this, I don't know that I want to do much more of this, but Margaret, how's that hitting you so far?
I mean, you must be lying because... This is ridiculous. Absolutely. I can't believe you're saying this about your stepson.
Margaret,
on the radio.
I can show you all the documentation that this trip has been planned for a while. So I have no reason to lie to you, okay? But I know my stepson very well, and he is trust me, he's not going to take care of you. We pay his car payment. We pay his cell phone bill. We pay for everything, Margaret. Okay?
I mean, we're engaged now.
What?
What do you... Me and him are engaged. You couldn't have told me any of this stuff sooner?
When would she pull you aside and say, like, I don't know that we can blame Christine for not, like, were you aware of
that Margaret didn't know any?
You've been engaged for a couple months, okay? And this is the perfect opportunity to let you know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay.
Okay? It's only been a couple of months that you've been engaged.
Okay.
So, you know, and this is the perfect opportunity for me to let you know exactly what type of person you're marrying.
This is not probably, Christine, I just need you to understand, this is probably not going to sit well with your stepson, and it's definitely probably not going to sit well with your husband. Like, are you cool with the grenade you're launching on the radio right now?
Well, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? It is what it is. I'll deal with my husband and my stepson. It's about time he gets caught trying to be a Mr. Show-off and, you know, like he's something. He's nothing.
He sounds fed up.
Yeah, like it's,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. And this is the perfect opportunity to let her know before she makes the biggest mistake of her life.
Okay.
Before any kids come in the picture. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Margaret. So and I feel very bad. You,
does he pay any of his own bills? Like, are you?
He doesn't pay anything. He paid nothing. We even pay his car payment.
Okay.
No, he paid nothing.
Margaret, nothing. I don't want to put you through this much longer. How's this sitting with you?
I'm just. Things are kind of making sense now that she's saying this. Like, I pay every time we go out to eat.
Oh, no.
And, like, I've paid for random things, like when he had to get his car fixed.
Okay.
And then our dog was at the vet, and, like, he made me pay for it. I don't know, but I'm just really upset because I was having some feelings, like, I was just having some red flag warnings, but I really loved him so much, and...
Margaret, you're
really
a sweet girl. You're a very sweet girl, and I hate to see him destroy you. So please, listen to me, and I can show you proof. And you know what? If this ends my marriage, it ends my marriage, because frankly, I'm very sick of it, okay? I am really sick of it. You're a very sweet girl, and I don't want you to get damaged by this.
I'm not a huge fan of where this is going. It doesn't sound like this is the only marriage that, Margaret, do you want to just have some time to process and stuff, or because I don't know that we need any more advice than the advice we've gotten is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she can call me and her and I can get together by ourselves without them knowing.
Okay,
and I will show her everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna need to see proof of this, but I would I think I need to see that.
Okay.
I love you, really. You're sweet, but you deserve a good guy. You really do. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to break it to you this way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can we just... All right. Thank you, Christine, for coming on. Margaret, are you okay? Like, we ought to just...
I just need to process this. I'm kind of heartbroken right now. Because I kind of believe her because some of this tracks.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it tracks completely from where we're sitting. And Christine has risked a lot to say that to you. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was good of her. I'm just, I gotta go, I think. I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you email us and let us know? I don't want to make a joke. Thank you so much for... This was fun.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Is anybody here an elephant person?
No. No.
You're really not?
I'm pretty anti, actually.
Shut up. Really? I mean elephant, like, figurines. You're not, you don't dislike elephants in general.
They're just, they're real big. They seem like they're real scary.
Are you kidding me?
They seem like
We have tolerated your, like, your thing that you have with deer, because I have a thing with geese, and I think it's adjacent.
Yeah,
because we've misdirected our anger at one goose in particular. I don't think I have. I think geese in general are the
Terrible.
They're just terrible. Yeah. Here's the other thing. A lot of fowl, you know, chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious. Geese, even when you get a dead one, they're not good. They don't taste good. They're greasy.
There's just anger in there. It's just...
Yeah, they're just pent up. They just taste like the venomous hatred of a life of walking around in the tech center parking lots. They're just like...
They taste like what we would taste like.
Yes! Just full of...
The tech center.
But yeah, and then, like, I think a deer killed your father or something. I don't remember the whole backstory, but, like, no, that was a clown. I don't remember what it was. But you have a hatred of deer, and we will not tolerate the elephant thing.
Well, I don't have spent a lot of time around elephants, so I'm neutral on them, I guess.
Not, because you were like, no.
They seem scary. They seem big, and then the tusks seem really, like,
they remember
really sharp and stuff.
They don't all,
they're
most
so
of them
smart.
Don't have tusks, do they?
Depends. They yeah.
Depends
I
on
think
what?
They do.
Oh my God, misinformation 101 coming in hot from Aaron. Oh, it depends on what part of the country.
No,
I don't think they all, is it just the
it's
boys
just
have
like
them?
If they get removed because of poaching or something.
Do both sexes have tusks?
It depends. The African elephants both have tusks. The Asian elephants, only male ones. So it kind of depends.
So it's a racist thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wondered
and
about.
They'll remember. So,
this is why I've ridden an elephant. Where did I ride an elephant?
I don't like that.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't.
That's not something you want to brag about.
No, but it was.
You might want to keep that to yourself.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, okay. It's one of those. Okay. This is one of those arguments where it's like the elephant's already there. It's.
Is the elephant in the room with us?
No, I'm just saying it was already there giving rides. It's not like...
Oh, it was, like, it was already working. Yeah. It was clocked in, so you might as well just
Aaron,
hop on.
Okay.
It was an entrepreneurial elephant.
Like, if I just walked out into the Serengeti... Is that where they are? And just, like, there was an elephant and his kids, and he was, like, playing ball, and then I just walked out and was like... Come here real quick. And I jumped on his back. He's like, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm gonna ride you. He's like, no, I'm like playing with my kids. He's like, no, I'm like, people ride elephants and I'm gonna ride you. And he's like, but I mean, I'd be happy to give you a ride later, but like, I'm with my family right now. Can we reschedule this or whatever? Like, that didn't happen.
Have you seen the video of the elephant that like finds trash on the ground and throws it away?
No.
Like, elephants are so much better than humans.
I agree. And this elephant was tolerant of me getting on its back. I was somewhere, I think I was at an eco park in Brazil or something.
Oh, interesting.
And it was like, they had an elephant and then you like kind of climbed a tree and then it like, they're like, if it wants you to ride it, it'll come over here. And it was like, whoa. I mean, it had a huge thing on its back that kind of made it easy for it to get on. But
I
was
going to say.
And it kind of knew. It was like, okay, I'll get it.
They're kind of shepherding it over. Like, if it comes over.
You made it sound like Buckbeak. And I was like, so majestic. How cool. No.
I mean, it was still cool because it came over and then it kind of like makes the sound.
Okay.
And then you get on its back and then it kind of does a lap. And then. Okay. Why are you guys making this hard? I just wanted to talk about elephants and whether anybody's into them because it's a new trend. And I figured...
It's not a new trend.
Well, I mean, it's gaining... I mean, it's not new. People have been doing it for a long time, but I think it's gaining traction. Like, there's weird people... Okay, here's the thing. Crystals have been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the last few years, all of a sudden, hacks are into it and like...
Oh, it's become more common.
Yeah. Okay, there's the word. It's not a new trend, but it's... Okay, it is a new trend.
Yeah.
Then. It's become more, it's more trending.
It's more trendy.
Yeah. Like you can find crystals at a TJ Maxx and you can also find some elephant stuff at a TJ Maxx or Marshall's. Like, yeah.
You've bought TJ Maxx. I feel, using my therapy words, if you're trying to correct your life using the power of crystals, that's where you don't skimp. You don't TJ Maxx.
I'm not correcting anything.
No, but you're manifesting and you're doing
I'm
different
embracing,
things.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, you can't.
You just take the sticker off.
No, no, it's one of those things. It's like LASIK surgery. If like you open the like TJ value Maxx, pack,
sure.
And it's like, ooh, buy one eye, get the second eye free. That's nope. You don't. You don't skimp on that, and you don't skimp on crystals, and you don't ride just any elephant that walks under a tree.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Anyway, it is trending with elephants and with me trying to realign my chakras and whatnot. I'm thinking about getting some elephants. So I was wondering if you guys could, but neither of you were into it?
No.
Do you have relatives who were into it? Do you have family?
I think they're cool, but like, yeah, I don't have any figurines or drawings or paintings of them.
But you know that there's rules, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law's grandmother had a lot of them.
Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Need to know the elephant rules, people.
Yeah. The trunk has to be facing up.
So he has to have his trunk bent up like he's going to squirt water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like it means good fortune, good money, goodwill.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. If the
look at Hack getting into it.
Yeah, but what if the trunk is down? So I don't. That's
so if
bad.
You, if you yeah, if you accidentally drag a bad elephant into your house.
Well, so who are the people making the
downward?
Elephant?
I guess represents life and the ability to conquer obstacles.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So either way.
Yeah.
Either we gotta way. Figure out. If you've got an elephant you'd like to swing by the studio, trunk up or trunk down, Tiak wants to ride it?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How often do we just start things that feel like an intervention?
Often.
It's very sort of often. On the daily.
They don't just feel like an intervention. They're failed interventions.
Okay. I know that I consume alcohol a lot.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. Good job.
I don't think it's a problem, though.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is... Yeah,
we do. Everyone,
so this is where...
Go back,
people.
We'll try again later.
Okay, no, but like... Okay, I'm probably qualify... If I do have a problem, I would definitely qualify as functional.
Ah, yes.
Am I ever late for work?
No.
No.
Am I ever like drinking while I'm here?
No. Well, No. I have heard that is like a weird. I've heard Dr. Drew of TV. I don't know, he's on like Teen Mom and stuff, but he's talked about alcoholism. He's an addiction medicine specialist, and he said that like you're not actually an alcoholic unless it's affecting your personal life, your work life, because a lot of people can drink 10 beers every night and be functional. And that for some people, that would be alcoholism. For some people, it's not. So it's not like a number on how much you're drinking. It's when it's affecting
And you're going to make me a liar when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This job, it's sort of a requirement of this job to drink. Now, you can get by with
not. Yeah, I was going to say it's not a requirement, but it is... not promoted, but it is
promoted.
Encouraged, maybe?
Yes.
Sobriety is frowned upon.
Yes, in this establishment. Thank you. I needed a sentence like that. Because like, if we go out with big, big clients, and they're like, ooh, let's all have Manhattans, or let's open a big bottle of wine, and you're like, ugh. You just look... I understand that it's weird, but like, am I saying this right? Because I'm like... Tiak can get by with it.
I don't know that I do get by with it, though. I don't think people like it when I don't drink.
They don't.
Well, that's a personal problem for them.
They don't like it, but who cares? Screw them.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I will be a champion for you the next time we're out and somebody is okay. Like...
Buddy, I already got that done.
What?
I did that last
time. No, you
time.
Did it, but now I'm going to do it. Now I'm gonna do it. But like I just
all drink is drink.
Right. No.
Okay.
Because you went through a little phase. I don't know what happened. Maybe you got a little scared straight.
No, my sister was dying and so I started drinking more. But I'm better now. Sorry, dark humor.
Okay. Having said all of that, okay, it was all a preamble for this. I just found out recently. That's someone that I know and that I adore. We hang out. Mm-hmm. We go do things. They're a fun person. Mm. And the other day, I started to get that. I was like, today just doesn't feel like a brown day. Like, it didn't feel like drinking bourbon. It was just like, how about a vodka tonic?
Okay.
And Delicious. They were like, making the sound of like, and I was like, what are you doing?
Are you choking? Like, what's going on?
How can you... there is no one on, if you're not an alcoholic, you have to like vodka. Vodka is
like vodka.
You can't. Okay, rephrase. You cannot legally dislike vodka. It goes with everything, and if you put the right amount in, pretty much genuinely tastes like nothing.
Mm.
Like a Moscow Mule tastes like ginger beer and lime.
Yeah.
Does it taste like vodka?
No.
Okay, then I just won the whole argument.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't, because like Tito's vodka, delicious. But if...
No, if you're drinking Gordon's or something in a plastic bottle that you could drop off the building and it wouldn't break.
What is the first alcohol everyone goes to?
What?
The plastic bottle vodka.
No.
So then you just
not my friends. Hang out with my friends.
No.
We're drinking good vodka.
Now you are, yes. But back in the day, you were not. And so it like scars you.
So that's the problem? Are you a non-vodka drinker?
No, I do.
All right. Well, the reason I kind of wanted to talk about it here is you seem like you might be adjacent to that person.
Because I don't like vodka.
How can you just say...
Who would like vodka?
Everyone who drinks thinks vodka is good.
No, I don't think they think it's good. I think it's just
there.
Yeah,
it's a classic...
Yeah, because you got to mix it with something.
Yeah.
So that in itself... means it's not good. Otherwise, you would just drink it straight.
But then you don't like
vodka on the rocks. You're like, whoa, brother.
No, you've got a problem. Good vodka, like Ciroc on the rocks, unreal. Like a little twist of lemon in there, and you're set.
But is it a flavored Ciroc?
No,
because they have all the wild berry, all the different flavors.
No, I'm not
exactly.
No.
Those are bad ones.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think you like vodka. I don't like vodka. No, I don't. If somebody offered me a glass of vodka, I would say, no, thank you. I don't like that. Do you have water, perhaps? Like, I know it looks...
Okay, but in a mix, I'm just... Okay.
Or like, I have a water bottle here. This is the college thing, is fill a water bottle full of vodka, take it to wherever you're going. That's...
And do what? Just drink it?
Mix it with whatever you find there.
Okay.
But that's how you get around when you're not...
Yes.
And it's terrible. You
no,
don't
it's
just
not.
Drink it straight. No one's like, oh, I got...
I don't even...
All I need, a bottle of vodka. It's terrible. It doesn't taste good.
It does taste good.
Once you mix it,
it tastes
with,
good
once
with
you mix
whatever
it
you
with
mix
stuff
it with.
Okay. That tastes good.
So can I, if I rephrase it, will everyone agree? You cannot dislike vodka. I'm not saying you have to like it, but vodka doesn't mess up your life. Okay, it can.
It absolutely does.
Help me make this. Please text in and say, text in a reason you don't like vodka. Other than like it hurt your puppy. Like vodka hasn't hurt anyone, and it because
that
if I
is
gave
what
you,
an alcoholic says.
Yeah, I think I agree with Aaron that's you start off with the cheap vodka. That's what everyone starts with, and then you rip shots of it, and it's terrible, and it burns, and you plug your nose, and all, and that's how you learn how to drink if you're gonna do it. And then sometimes you're like, yeah, that's enough. I don't need to.
I'm good.
Yeah,
but don't you? Think
I get what vodka's all about.
I quit. Like, all I'm saying is
yay!
Damn it!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
What do you want to talk about? Okay. Song is ending. We got a couple different things we might talk about, and then TX says something like, I have something about pretzels I want to say. And I'm like, do I bring up my issue that I'm going through right now, or do
Which
I leave the floor?
Priority?
Do I leave the floor to Pretzel Boy?
Mine's short. I need the listener's help with something. And I'm a big pretzel fan. I love pretzels. A mall pretzel, nothing's better than a mall. A buttery, soft, warm mall pretzel.
I don't want to always be mad at you, but like I told you a story about how my friend came over last night and I made him like his wife was out of town. It was so cute. He like
adorable.
He just came over and he sat down on my like island and then he was like, what's for dinner? And I was like, okay. And so I just started making him food. And one of the things I made him was like a sandwich with like Gouda and turkey and mustard and whatever. But I made it on a King's Hawaiian pretzel roll.
Oh, nice.
That I literally bought because when I saw him, I was like, oh, T, I could love these. And maybe if I don't eat them all, I'll bring them in and you like whatever. And you just kind of brushed over it. Like I was trying to speak your love language. Because I think pretzel is your love language.
It is.
It is. It very much is.
But do you not like those? Have you tried those?
I have not tried them. No, I'm not really. I don't really like the Hawaiian rolls.
Why not?
They're too, like, I just like bread. They got too much. Just give me bread.
King's Hawaiian rolls. You're saying out loud.
Yeah, I would just rather have like a, I'd rather have like a Pillsbury, those like biscuits. It's just a bread.
Biscuits are like different than the rolls.
Than like the sweet.
But like Hawaiian rolls are so good.
They're Aaron not bad. Will they're, die I do like from them eating and I eat them and she would eat one right now.
Yeah.
I like them and I eat them, but they're not my favorite.
You don't have to get the sweet one. You, they may also make a savory butter one.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know enough. But I'll
so
tell you.
Your problem with the King's Hawaiian rolls is the sweetness?
I think, yeah.
But and the softness?
But my problem with you making dinner for your friend is much deeper, actually.
Oh, gosh.
And there's a reason I brushed over it. Because what did you say after about, you said you made dinner for your friend, he came over, and then what did your friend say to you?
I don't remember.
He said, thanks, my wife's out of town for a few days.
Yeah.
So I needed, she wanted to make sure yeah. I was fed.
Yeah.
And you both went, oh, that's so adorable.
That is adorable.
That's so endearing.
That is endearing.
That's how I live every day of my life, and I take sh** for it every day.
What are you talking about?
AHAC is
your,
in town.
Your wife is not but
you're
out like, of town.
Oh, you never cook. You can't fend for yourself. You could barely take care of your kids, and then your best friend. Your best friend
He's
comes over.
He's not my best friend.
Okay. Josh, it's his best friend. It's, and it wasn't you, Josh.
No, it wasn't Josh. Okay. And it wasn't, no.
But then
and
like,
Chad's now mad that you said
like,
Josh
oh,
is my
what,
best friend.
What a poor puppy. Oh, how can we help this soul? He's like in his 50s, dude.
Yeah.
So? What is going on? What is going on? I losing my
do
mind.
You understand?
Am I losing my
yes,
mind?
Yes. I don't understand why. Do you understand why he's mad?
Kind of.
I don't understand why he's mad.
You both were I like, genuinely oh, what does he need? How can we help him? Oh, he can. What's that to me?
Because
every day.
You have AHAC.
Yes. I never come to you when she's gone. I do my fast food tour because that's how I deal with it. I like a man by myself. I don't run to my friends and make them cook me dinner. I deal with it myself. And you guys are both like, wow, this
it
he's
was
so,
just really
so
cute because
stunning
he, like,
and brave.
Because he didn't tell me right out first. I just started. I was like, this
he
is weird.
He just showed up.
But if it were me, you would have been like, are you kidding me? Get out of here. You're not eating any more of my pretzels. How dare you?
Shared.
Come on, man up. You could do it. And you both, Aaron. You too. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed.
Do you still want to talk about pretzels?
Kinda. I don't know.
What? Just you said this was short, so
I did.
What
yes.
is your? So, can I? I'm sorry. I did okay. not know. I still don't quite understand why you're mad. But like,
because that's
how, I'm sorry.
Okay, because I am just as incapable of fending for myself, incapable of speaking, of providing for myself as your friend.
But you just don't.
But
live.
It's your friend. It seems like it's endearing to you.
It was
and for
endearing.
Me, it's not for some reason.
Because but if you showed up, it would be endearing. If you told me it was, if you like knocked on the door and okay. said. Like if there was a power outage at all Culver's and you and
see,
you just knocked
see,
on my
see.
I get it.
All right, ask your pretzel question, weirdo.
It's so dumb. I love Wetzel's pretzels at the mall, okay. and every time I go, I get the little like cut up ones, not the full pretzel, the little bag where they have the little
oh
the
like
pieces,
little bites or
bites.
Something.
Yes, yeah. This leads me to so they're spelled BITZ, and every time I go and I go, I'll
bits.
Take the bites or the bits, whatever they
it's
are.
Bits. It's got to be bits.
Well, and they just go, okay.
Okay.
And they give it to me. And then finally, I just went recently and I said, I'll take the bites or the bits. Or you know what? Which is it? Is it bites or bits? Because it's BITZ and no one's ever said it. And the girl who was working at Wetzel's said, I don't know. She said, I don't know. And so it's driving me nuts. I just want to know if anybody has worked at Wetzel's, if you know Wetzel personally.
We know someone who worked at Wetzel's.
Did he?
I think, yeah.
The actor guy?
Yeah.
Are they bites or are they bits?
He probably doesn't know. He barely paid attention.
Because both make sense. Both spell.
But like, there's no E.
So I think it's bits, but I've said bites, and she's like, yeah, I don't know.
So you're...
That's all I... That's what, I need
mad.
The listener's help.
All right.
Is it bites or bits? Text in 51059.
Please do that. And if you see T-Hack standing alone anywhere, feel free to shove food of any form into his head.
Yes, it's endearing.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, I'm struggling with some allergy-type symptoms. I have to blow my nose a lot. And
well, I think there's one thing that you got nervous about the other day, and I think we should probably explain it as it relates to your medical ailments. Can we just have a quick aside about that?
Ailments.
Okay, well, a couple things are going on. I sent you your horoscope today, to which you responded zero to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What the heck?
Zero words.
Nothing in the group chat.
Did your son ask for any help on anything?
Yeah, I mean, he does every day. He's 4 years old.
Was it something in particular? What was today's thing?
It was
something like help your family with projects or something. Like,
help children with important projects. Ta-da!
I was like, that's T-Hack's horoscope.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about T-Hack. He has children. He has a needy child. Mm-hmm. Who's just...
He's a four-year-old, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the needy child. I wasn't singling him out.
But it's not like big problem. He always asks me to play Legos with him. Sure, yeah.
And
yeah,
did it feel exceptional?
Are there he's starting school?
Was there anything that made today's help of Leo feel bigger or more important?
No. And by building Legos, it usually just means I look for pieces for him and he eventually gets frustrated that I'm not finding them quick enough. And
this is why your horoscope is telling you to get your poop in a group and do a better job. Okay. And then it says,
don't delay. Go to your physician or dentist and get to the bottom of the discomfort.
Or dentist?
Well, they're
casting a wide net.
They're hedging their bets a little bit.
Or surgeon, or optometrist, or podiatrist, or.
But I'm just saying, does that ring true? Because the other thing that you got me a little scared the other day, because you talked about being on the tuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're a little worried that people might think we have designer drugs in the studio.
I'm tussed up currently.
Right.
Which means Robitussin.
Okay.
Is what I'm on the tuss.
He's on the tuss. Yeah. Okay.
That's not an ailment. I just have a little congestion.
You need to go see your dentist and tell him that you're tussing. Dr. Crentist! You don't understand. All right. Crentist, anyone?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say it to anyone here, but if you know what Crentist is, text into 51059 and tell Erin how stupid she is. You're Googling.
Oh,
not allowed to Google.
Yeah,
allowed to Google.
Erin should have known.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
I don't remember this.
You don't?
No.
It's when he betrayed him. He betrayed Michael. Never mind.
It's from The Office.
It is from The Office. They were texting in.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's from the Schmoffice. Schmoffice.
Well, we don't have time to get to whatever it is you wanted to talk about.
I've been dealing with this congestion lately, and I was out to eat at just a... it's not really fast food. Now I can't remember.
Shut up. Nobody believes that.
The sandwich place. Capriotti's. Capriotti's, that's what it's called.
I've still never been there.
It's good. It's not fast. It's not slow. It's just like a...
Fast casual?
Yeah, fast casual. There you go. So I'm there with my family.
Thanks for mansplaining what that is.
And I didn't know it had a name. So I was there with my family, and I'm dealing with the congestion. And I said, hey, excuse me, can you please pass me a napkin? I need to blow my nose. And my wife said, you can go to the bathroom to blow your nose. You're not blowing your nose at the table.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come on. We're all family here. There's no tablecloth on the table. Like, what
would you blow your nose at your kitchen table with your family?
I think so. Yeah, I would.
So there's two layers to this. Like, number one, I thought, so you're already failing, but like,
if I need to blow my nose, I need to blow my nose. Like, I gotta do it.
Which is valid.
But it's not going to come exploding. It's not like a sneeze that you can't control. You are, by definition, in control of the boogers coming out of you at that moment.
Okay.
So you could remove yourself from the room. Now, it's not even about your family. It's like there could be somebody at the booth behind you at this fast casual establishment that is enjoying a dollop of... spicy a green colored guac aioli, and you're like, like,
that was a very impressive sound. I don't know how you did that.
That was
I literally blew my nose all over the microphone.
Did you see me cover? Well, I did, but I figured it was like mouth echoey.
That was my nose.
But right.
I put BJ's mic cover on it first.
No.
It's just a pretty normal thing, though, that people blow
it
their
nose. It is a completely
normal
thing.
I didn't know I needed to go do
it. So is pooping.
I didn't know I... But that I knew you needed to go do in private.
You have to do all things.
Fool me once, but I knew that...
When crap comes out of your body... You should probably be alone.
Okay, but so now I'm extra like nervous about it because now I need to blow my nose when I'm here and I'm stepping out of the studio and I feel But I feel like you guys are like, what are you doing?
No,
because I've definitely we actually had like our GM stop by and say hi and I was in the middle of blowing my nose in the studio.
Okay, so it's normal.
Like,
we do it, but it wasn't.
But it's different circumstances. I would absolutely leave the dining table to go do that.
Yes.
I used to leave the studio because someone made me feel very self-confident or not
conscious.
Thank you about it as well. But I don't do that anymore because I realized it's just you guys.
I know, but I think Aaron, okay, here's the difference. The stuff that comes out of my mouth, not bodily fluids, gives Aaron a right to do whatever she wants in this room. Like, she can, decorum is lowered for Aaron because of the things that I say. I think she could do almost anything in here, and like, I can't go like, oh my God, that's so vile. She'd be like, you just said this like 4 seconds ago. Like,
what about me? What?
No, you're part of the vial.
Oh gosh.
you're in on it. So you, and also you're a boy. Like when she, like her sneezes are lame. Like she blows her nose. Although when she farmer blows under the carpet, it's a little weird.
I do that outside.
The rules are confusing.
But so just know, yeah, don't. Like the fact.
Okay, so you all agree that I should have not do it at a restaurant, and you wouldn't do it at home either. Even you're at your home, it's your house, your sanctuary. You should be comfortable.
Not at the dining table.
You, as I continue to state on the daily basis, you're hanging on by a thread with one of the most perfect women on the planet. Yeah. You're going to want to hide all of your grossness from her.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm not going to do it.
Get
go,
it.
Just go back to your hole.
What?
Explain to me what do you think is happening here?
I wish we had cameras.
What do you think
so
is happening here? Do you think I can't make my butt that tight?
Yeah, no, I firmly believe
I guarantee
that you can't.
I guarantee you my butt is that tight. Anybody, mm-mm. You can flex your butt and make it that tight.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
You not gotta, if you got a like a girl, if you got a motor booty, dudes just don't get as much fat on their butt.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. Like, T-Hack is what? Okay.
Can you stand up and turn around?
No.
And then flex?
I cannot.
Listen, my hands were just on T-Hack's
butt. Did you really touch it?
Yes.
He asked. Okay.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What?
There was consent.
No, there wasn't consent.
For me, there was.
He came to me first and said, touch my butt. And I said no. And he said it like 3 more times. Wanda, I hope you're listening to this. She's
four
our HR person.
4 more.
And then,
bring it on, Wanda.
Wanda would gladly touch his butt.
So eventually I just went, beep, and I poked it. And then he walked over to you.
Yeah.
You poked, and then he insisted.
No, get in there.
And you got in there.
Yeah.
Because you got, I'm telling you to feel, it's like my
I
my
don't want to feel your
it's
butt.
My best asset.
Oh, God. So then empowered by Aaron's feeling up of you, you decided to circle back to me and ask me.
If it would make you more comfortable since I did it.
Yeah.
Why would that make, I don't want to touch his butt.
You have always been the guy that's like, I will take the gum out of your mouth right now.
I mm-hmm. won't take the gum out of your butt.
We're not asking that. We're asking. No. Touch,
I don't want to touch his butt.
Go on. Come on and touch the butt.
Yeah. Aaron was saying that she is jealous of men because we have nice butts. Because we're...
This all started. Okay, here's...
And I was just validating Aaron's feelings and why you don't want to be a part
my
of that.
My hypothesis. Thank you.
Yeah, frankly, it speaks more to you
I guarantee,
as a person.
Okay, my butt is just as hard as your butt is.
Mm.
You don't know that.
Mm-mm. It is, though.
I'm the judge here.
Yeah.
I am not.
I am the captain now.
Is this legitimately being suggested that we stand in front of Aaron and let her touch each of our butts?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I'm going to win.
No, you're
so
not going
to
win. It's the same.
It's the
same.
Not the same.
It is the same. You think flexing your butt is like a boy, is like you're the only guy who can flex his butt?
No, I just think mine gets tighter than any boy. What?
Okay, I just want everyone to understand.
I think everyone can do it. Mine's just
we're not completely and totally insane. This all started because there's a stat mm-hmm. that basically says, and I believe this wholeheartedly to be true.
Yes.
With all due respect to women.
No, I agree.
Yes, you make people. You do all the good things. But like, we do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to relations.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, like, no pun intended on the heavy lifting, but like, we're like, if, depending on where
you
we're
you guys control the majority of the...
Whether, wherever you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're up, down, sideways. We still are, most of the time, Because even when you're doing the one where you'd be doing more of the work, you eventually just go like, no, you go ahead. And it's like, well, the reason you're there is so I don't have to go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, you should go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why we have nice butts.
That is not why we have nice butts.
That has always been my theory. Dudes have better butts. Because I have to do hip thrusts in the gym. You guys are just thrusting all the time.
No, No, that's not how you get
every
a butt.
Every day and I'm lunges. Thrusted.
Lunges. Do lunges.
I do lunges.
Like, when from now on.
Squats. I do them all. You got to get all around the butt.
Can I tell you, how long does it take you to brush your teeth?
Minute? Two?
I don't know. Should be 2 minutes.
Okay, great.
Should
what
be 2 minutes, like 30 seconds
this?
For a quadrant.
Oh, that's
right, 2
yeah.
minutes of air squats. Do it every day.
Okay.
Literally, you have nothing else going on during that 2 minutes.
Do you do that?
Sometimes. I don't need to because my butt's way harder than yours.
I was going
to
say, and you're still behind me?
Yeah, I'm not behind you. I guarantee you.
I also do enjoy like actually doing the weighted workouts. Great. I'll put like a barbell on me while I do them. Extra weight.
A barbell on your what?
My hips, I don't know.
And you thrust?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my God, are we on the air? Is this actually happening right now?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of like when, you know, when baseball players have the donut and they warm up with the heavy bat and they get rid of the donut. It'd be good like before the bedroom. Do a couple heavy thrusts and then when you go in, you're feeling light, you're feeling loose. You know what I'm saying?
Just let us touch your butt.
Are you familiar?
I am familiar with all of this. You guys, I need a third party. I'm not going to let Aaron be the third party.
Why?
Why?
Because that's my little sister and I don't want her touching my butt. Okay. And I can't believe...
That's why it's not weird.
No, that's why it's doubly weird. And the fact that you just beep, backed into me and would not take no for an answer till I was forced to turn the microphones on and tell HR!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a kind of unorthodox coping mechanism for when life is coming at you way too fast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story of something that really only happens in movies.
Okay, I'll wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Hey! New Jersey.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Got some leather jackets.
What?
You know, we try so hard, but when Tia gets involved with the accents, it's just like
leather jackets.
What are you?
You sound like Bugs Bunny.
What are you saying? Why are you so?
He only knows Jersey accents from Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
that's
I thought it was going to be Jersey Shore is all he knows.
Oh, no, that too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
GTL.
Oh, hey, do your story. I'll just leave.
Oh, buddy. Buddy. All right, so anyway, we're in Jersey.
There's a guy in New Jersey.
Yeah, bada boom.
He went to the bank and got
the
money.
Yeah, that's where you get the money, right?
Except he took some fake money.
I took the fake money.
Some motion picture money to the bank.
All the motion picture money. Yeah, that's no good yet. Because
he was able to use some of it.
Gabagool.
At the convenience stores.
Oh,
at the
store.
What are they called? The like little stores.
A bodega.
Thank you. He went to a bodega and used the money there.
Am I back?
That was Italian. He's like, it's a bodega. I don't know what the hell you're doing over there. There are Italians in New Jersey.
Yes.
It's a bodega. Abundanza. Okay, so he's spending the funny money. I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
What do you want to talk about? Okay. Song is ending. We got a couple different things we might talk about, and then TX says something like, I have something about pretzels I want to say. Yeah. And I'm like, do I bring up my issue that I'm going through right now, or do
Which
I
one
leave
takes
the floor?
Priority?
Do I leave the floor to Pretzel Boy?
Mine's short. I need the listener's help with something. And I'm a big pretzel fan. I love pretzels. A mall pretzel, nothing's better than a mall. A buttery, soft, warm mall pretzel.
I don't want to always be mad at you, but like I told you a story about how my friend came over last night and I made him, like his wife was out of town. It was so cute. He like
adorable.
He just came over and he sat down on my like island and then he was like, "What's for dinner?" And I was like, "Okay." And so I just started making him food. And one of the things I made him was like a sandwich with like Gouda and turkey and mustard and whatever. But I made it on a King's Hawaiian pretzel roll.
Oh, nice.
That I literally bought because I was, when I saw him, I was like, oh, T, I could love these. And maybe I'll, if I don't eat them all, I'll bring them in and you like whatever. And you just kind of brushed over it. Like I was trying to speak your love language. Because I think pretzel is your love language.
It is.
It very much is.
But do you not like those? Have you tried those?
I have not tried them. No, I'm not really. I don't really like the Hawaiian rolls.
Why not?
They're too, like, I just like bread. They got too much. Just give me bread.
King's Hawaiian rolls. You're saying out loud.
Yeah, I would just rather have like a, I'd rather have like a Pillsbury, those like biscuits. It's just a bread.
Biscuits are like different than the rolls.
Than like the sweet.
But like Hawaiian rolls are so good.
They're Aaron not bad. Will they're, die I do from like eating them and she would eat one right now.
Yeah.
I like them and I eat them, but they're not my favorite.
You don't have to get the sweet one. They may also make a savory butter one.
Oh, okay. I don't know enough. But I'll
so
tell you.
Your problem with the King's Hawaiian rolls is the sweetness?
I think, yeah. But
and the softness?
But my problem with you making dinner for your friend is much deeper, actually.
Oh, gosh.
And there's a reason I brushed over it. Because what did you say after about, you said you made dinner for your friend, he came over, and then what did your friend say to you?
I don't remember.
He said, thanks, my wife's out of town for a few days.
Yeah.
So she wanted to make sure I was fed.
Yeah.
And you both went, oh, that's so adorable.
That is adorable.
That's so endearing.
That is endearing.
That's how I live every day of my life, and I take for it every day.
What are you talking about?
AHAC is in town.
Your wife is not
but you're
out
like,
of town.
Oh, you never cook. You can't fend for yourself. You could barely take care of your kids, and then your best friend
He's
comes over.
He's not my best friend.
Okay. Josh is his best friend, it's and it wasn't you, Josh.
No, it wasn't Josh. Okay. And it wasn't, no.
But
and like, Chad's now mad that you said
like,
Josh
oh,
is my
what,
best friend.
What a poor puppy. Oh, how can we help this soul? He's like in his 50s, dude.
Yeah.
So? What is going on?
Do you understand why he's mad?
Kind of.
I don't understand why he's mad.
You both were what does he need? How can we help him? Oh, he can. What does that mean?
Because
every day.
You have AHAC.
I never come to you when she's gone. I do my fast food tour because that's how I deal with it. I like a man by myself. I don't run to my friends and make them cook me dinner. I deal with it myself. And you guys are both like, wow, this is so,
really
so
cute,
stunning
like,
and brave.
Because he didn't tell me right out first. I just started, I was like, this
he
is weird.
He just showed up.
But if it were me, you would have been like, are you kidding me? Get out of here. You're not eating any more of my pretzels. How dare you?
Shared.
Come on, man up. You could do it. And you both, Aaron, you too. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed.
Do you still want to talk about pretzels?
Kinda. I don't know.
What? Just you said this was short, so
I did.
What
yes.
is your? So, can I? I'm sorry. I did not know. I still don't quite understand why you're mad. But like,
because that's
I'm sorry.
Okay, because I am just as incapable of fending for myself, incapable of speaking, of providing for myself as your friend.
But you just don't.
But
live.
It's your friend. It seems like it's endearing to you.
It was
and for
endearing.
Me, it's not for some
because
reason.
But if you showed up, it would be endearing. If you told me it was, if you like knocked on the door and said. Like if there was a power outage at all Culver's and you and
see,
you knocked
see,
on
see.
I get it.
All right, ask your pretzel question, weirdo.
It's so dumb. I love Wetzel's pretzels at the mall.
Okay.
And every time I go, I get the little like cut up ones, not the full pretzel, the little bag where they have the little
pieces. Oh,
the
like pieces, little bites or
bites.
Something.
Yes. Yeah. This leads me to, so they're spelled B-I-T-Z. And every time I go and I go, I'll take the bites or the bits, whatever they
it's
are.
It's bits. It's got to be bits.
Well, and they just go, okay.
Okay.
And they give it to me. And then finally, I just went recently and I said, I'll take the bites or the bits. Or you know what? Which is it? Is it bites or bits? Because it's B-I-T-Z and no one's ever said it. And the girl who was working at Wetzel's said, I don't know. She said, I don't know. And so it's driving me nuts. I just want to know if anybody has worked at Wetzel's, if you know Wetzel personally.
We know someone who worked at Wetzel's.
Did he?
I think, yeah.
The actor guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they bites or are they bits?
He barely paid attention.
Because both make sense. Both spell. Like,
there's no E.
So I think it's bits, but I've said bites, and she's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So you're...
That's all I just want. You're I need mad. The listener's help.
All right.
Is it bites or bits? Text in 51059.
Please do that. And if you see T-Hack standing alone anywhere, feel free to shove food of any form into his head.
Yes, it's endearing.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I'm struggling with some allergy type symptoms. I have to blow my nose a lot. And
well, I think there's one thing that you got nervous about the other day, and I think we should probably explain it as it relates to your medical ailments. Can we just have a quick aside about that?
Ailments.
Okay, well, a couple things are going on. I sent you your horoscope today, to which you responded zero to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What the heck?
Zero words.
Nothing in the group chat.
Did your son ask for any help on anything?
Yeah, I mean, he does every day. He's 4 years old.
Was it something in particular? What was today's thing?
It was
something like help your family with projects or something. Like,
help children with important projects.
Ta-da! I was like, that's T-Hack's horoscope.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about T-Hack. He has children. He has a needy child who's just...
He's a four-year-old, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the needy child. I wasn't like singling him out.
But it's not like just, a big project. He always asked me to play Legos.
Did you help
build
him?
Legos with him? Sure, yeah.
And
yeah,
did
I always
it feel
do.
Exceptional?
Are there like any... He's starting school... Is there
was there anything that made today's help of Leo feel bigger or more important?
No. And by building Legos, it usually just means I look for pieces for him, and he eventually gets frustrated that I'm not finding them quick enough. And we kind of
this is why your horoscope is telling you to get your poop in a group and do a better job. Okay. And then it says,
don't delay. Go to your physician or dentist and get to the bottom of the discomfort.
Or dentist.
Well, they're
casting a wide net.
They're
there.
Hedging their bets a little bit.
Or surgeon, or optometrist, or podiatrist, or.
But I'm just saying, does that ring true? Because the other thing that you got me a little scared the other day, because you talked about being on the TUS.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And like, we're a little worried that people might think we have designer drugs in the studio.
I'm TUSed up currently.
Right.
Which means Robitussin.
Okay.
Is what I'm on the TUS.
He's on the TUS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which that's not an ailment. I just have a little congestion.
Yeah, well, you need to go see your dentist and tell him that you're TUSing. Dr. Crentist! You don't understand. All right. Crentist, anyone?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say it to anyone here, but if you know what Crentist is, text into 51059 and tell Erin how stupid she is. You're Googling.
Oh,
you're
no.
not allowed to Google.
Yeah, Erin
you're not
should,
allowed to Google.
Erin should have known.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
I don't remember this.
You don't?
No.
It's when he betrayed him. He betrayed Michael. Never mind.
It's from The Office.
It is from The Office. Okay. They were texting in.
Oh, sorry. It's from the Schmoffice. Schmoffice.
Well, we don't have time to get to whatever it is you wanted to talk about.
Well, I've been dealing with this congestion lately, and I was out to eat at just it's not really fast food. Now I can't remember.
Shut
it's
up. Nobody believes that.
The sandwich place. Capriotti's. Capriotti's, that's what it's called.
I've still never been there.
It's good. It's not fast. It's not slow. It's just like a...
Fast casual?
Yeah, fast casual. There you go. So I'm there with my family.
Thanks for mansplaining what that is.
And I didn't know it had a name. So I was there with my family, and I'm dealing with the congestion. And I said, hey, excuse me, can you please pass me a napkin? I need to blow my nose. And my wife said, you can go to the bathroom to blow your nose. You're not blowing your nose at the table.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come on. We're all family here. There's no there's no tablecloth on the table. Like, what
would you blow your nose at your kitchen table with your family?
I think so. Yeah, I would.
So there's two layers to this. Like, number one, I thought, so you're already failing, but like,
if I need to blow my nose, I need to blow my nose. Like, I gotta do it.
Which is valid.
But it's not going to come exploding. It's not like a sneeze that you can't control. You are, by definition, in control of the boogers coming out of you at that moment.
Okay.
So you could remove yourself from the room. Now, it's not even about your family. It's like there could be somebody at the booth behind you at this fast casual establishment that is enjoying a dollop of... spicy a green colored guac aioli, and you're like, ah!
Like, that was a very impressive sound. Thanks. I don't know how you did that.
That was.
I literally blew my nose all over the microphone.
Did you?
It's sort of. Did you see me cover?
Well, I did, but I figured it was like mouth echoey.
That was my nose.
But it's just.
But I put BJ's mic cover on it first.
No.
It's Sorry. Just a pretty normal thing, though, that people blow
it
their
is
nose.
A completely normal
I didn't
normal
know
thing.
I needed to go do
so
it.
So is pooping.
I didn't know I... but that I knew I, you needed to go do in private.
You have to do all things...
Fool me once, but I knew that that... I knew...
I just... When crap comes out of your body... You should probably be alone.
Okay, but so now I'm extra like nervous about it because now I need to blow my nose when I'm here and I'm stepping out of the studio and I feel
yes.
Like, but I feel like you guys are like, what are you doing?
No,
no, because I've definitely we actually had like our GM stop by and say hi and I was in the middle of blowing my nose in
the studio. Okay, so it's normal.
Like
we do it, but it wasn't.
But it's different circumstances. I would absolutely leave. The dining table to go do that.
Yes.
I used to leave the studio because someone made me feel very self-confident or not
conscious.
Self, thank you about it as well. But I don't do that anymore because I realized it's just you guys.
I know, but I think Aaron, okay, here's the difference. The stuff that comes out of my mouth, not bodily fluids, gives Aaron a right to do whatever she wants in this room. Like, she can...
Oh.
Decorum is lowered for Aaron because of the things that I say. I think she could do almost anything in here, and, like, I can't go, like, oh, my God, that's so vile. She'd be like, you just said this, like, 4 seconds ago. Like, but
what
you...
about me? What?
No, you're part of the vile.
Oh, gosh.
you're in on it. So you... And also, you're a boy. Like, when she... Like, her sneezes are lame. Like, she blows her nose. Although, when she farmer blows under the carpet, it's a little weird.
I don't. I do that outside.
The rules are confusing.
But so just know. Yeah, don't. So like the fact.
Okay, so you all agree that I should have not do it at a restaurant, and you wouldn't do it at home either? Even you're at your home. It's your house. Your sanctuary. You should be comfortable.
Not at the dining table.
You... As I continue to state on the daily basis, you're hanging on by a thread with one of the most perfect women on the planet. You're going to want to hide all of your grossness from her.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm not going to do it.
Get
go,
it.
Just go back to your hole.
What?
Explain to me what do you think is happening here?
I wish we had cameras.
What do you
so
think
bad.
Is happening here? Do you think I can't make my butt that tight?
Yeah, no, I firmly, firmly believe
I guarantee
that you can't.
I guarantee you my butt is that tight. Anybody, mm-mm. You can flex your butt and make it that tight.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
Not if you got a, like a girl, if you got a motor booty, dudes just don't get as much fat on their butt.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. Like, Tiak is what... Okay.
Can you stand up and turn around?
No!
And then flex?
I cannot.
I listen, my hands were just on Tiak's
butt.
Did
you really touch him?
Yes.
He asked... Okay.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What?
There was consent.
No, there wasn't consent.
There
he
was.
Came to me first.
For me, there was.
He came to me first and said, touch my butt. And I said no, and he said it like 3 more times. Wanda, I hope you're listening to this. She's
four
our HR
more
person.
Times. Four more.
And then,
bring
then,
it on, Wanda.
Wanda, Wanda would gladly
no,
touch
no.
his
so
butt.
So eventually I just went, beep, and I poked it. And then he walked over to you.
Yeah.
You poked, and then he like insisted.
He was like, no, get in there.
And you got in there.
Yeah.
Because you got, I'm telling you to feel, it's like my best.
I don't want to feel your
it's
butt.
My best asset.
Oh, God. So then empowered by Aaron's feeling up of you, you decided to circle back to me and ask me.
If it would make you more comfortable since I did it.
Yeah.
Why would that make, I don't want to touch his butt.
You have always been the guy that's like, I will take the gum out of your mouth right
yeah,
now.
I mm-hmm. won't take the gum out of your butt.
We're not asking that. We're asking. No. Touch,
I don't want to touch his butt.
Go on. Come on and touch the butt.
Yeah. Aaron was saying that she is jealous of men because we have nice butts. Because yeah. we're.
This all started. Okay, here's.
And I was just validating Aaron's feelings and
thank
why you don't want to be a part
my
of that.
My hypothesis. Thank you.
Yeah, frankly, it speaks more to you
I guarantee,
as a person.
Okay, my butt is just as hard as your butt is.
Mm.
You don't know that.
Mm-mm. It is though.
I'm the judge here.
Yeah.
I am not.
I am the captain now.
Is this legitimately being suggested that we stand in front of Aaron and let her touch each of our butts?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I'm going to
no,
win.
No, you're so not going to win. It's the same. It's the same.
It's not the same.
It is the same. You think flexing your butt is like a boy, is like you're the only guy who can flex his butt?
No, I just think mine gets tighter than any boy.
What? Okay, I just want everyone to understand.
I think everyone can do it. Mine's just
we're not completely and totally insane. This all started because there's a stat that basically says, and I believe this wholeheartedly to be true.
Yes.
With all due respect to women,
no, I agree.
Yes, you make people. You do all the good things. But like, we do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to relations.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like, no pun intended on the heavy lifting, but like, we're like, if, depending on where
you
we're
you guys control the majority of the...
Whether, wherever you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're up, down, sideways. We still are, most of the time, because even when you're doing the one where you'd be doing more of the work, you eventually just go like, no, you go ahead. And it's like, the reason you're there is so I don't have to go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, you should go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why we have nice butts.
That is not why we have nice butts.
That has always been my theory. Dudes have better butts. Because I have to do hip thrusts in the gym. You guys are just thrusting all the time.
No, hip thrust. No, that's not how you get
every
a butt.
Every day I'm thrusted.
Lunges. Do lunges.
I do lunges.
Like, when from now on.
Squats. I do them all. You gotta get all around the butt.
Can I tell you, how long does it take you to brush your teeth?
Minute? Two? I
Should
don't know.
Should be 2 minutes.
Okay, great.
Should
what
be two minutes, like 30 seconds
this?
For a quadrant.
Oh, that's
right, two
yeah.
minutes of air squats. Do it every day.
Okay.
Literally, you have nothing else going on during that 2 minutes.
Do you do that?
Sometimes. I don't need to because my butt's way harder than yours.
I was going to say, and you're still behind me?
Yeah, I'm not behind you. I guarantee you.
I also do enjoy like actually doing the weighted workouts. So I'll put like a barbell on me while I do them. Extra weight.
A barbell on your what?
My hips. I don't know.
And you thrust?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Are we on the air? Is this actually happening right now?
Yeah. It's good. It's kind of like when baseball players have the donut and they warm up with the heavy bat.
Yeah.
And they get rid of the donut. It'd be good like before the bedroom. Do a couple heavy thrusts. And then when you go in, you're feeling light. You're feeling loose. You know what I'm saying?
Just let us touch your butt.
Are you familiar?
I am familiar with all of this. You guys, I need a third party. I'm not going to let Aaron be the third party.
Why?
Why?
Because that's my little sister and I don't want her touching my butt. Okay. And I can't believe...
That's why it's not weird.
That's why it's doubly weird. And the fact that you just beep, backed into me and would not take no for an answer till I was forced to turn the microphones on and tell HR!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a kind of unorthodox coping mechanism for when life is coming at you way too fast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story of something that really only happens in movies.
Okay, I'll wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Got some leather jackets.
What?
You know, it's... We try so hard when Tia gets involved with the accents. It's just like...
Leather jackets.
What are you...
You sound like Bugs Bunny.
What are you saying?
Jersey.
Why are you so
he
old?
He only knows Jersey accents from Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
that's
I thought
exactly.
it was going to be Jersey Shore is all he knows.
Oh, no, that too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
GTL.
Oh, hey, do your story. I'll just leave.
Oh, buddy. Buddy. All right, so anyway, we're in Jersey.
There's a guy in New Jersey.
Yeah, bada boom.
He went to the... To the bank and got
the
money.
Yeah, that's where you get the money, right?
Except he took some fake money.
I took the fake money.
Some motion picture money to the bank.
Oh, the motion picture money. Yeah, that's no good yet.
He was able to use some of it.
Gabagool.
At the convenience stores.
Oh,
at the
store.
What are they called? The like little stores
at a bodega.
Thank you. He went to a bodega and used the money there.
In my bag.
That was a tie. He's like, it's a bodega. I don't know what the hell hell you're doing over there? There are Italians in New Jersey.
Yes,
a bodega, abundanza. Okay, so he's spending the funny money. I get it.
But yeah, it took the money to the bank, and the bank was like,
"Oh, the bank was like, we're not a bodega. That's stupid.
This is a fake." And anyway, he was arrested.
Can we change the name of this whole thing to just Stupendously Stupid Accents?
Yes.
Us trying to do the sounds of... Okay, so yeah, that's her story. My story comes out of... Wait, that's not my story. My story comes out of... Wait, that's not my story. What story
is
it?
It's not my story.
It's not here.
What was I... Oh my God, I forgot what I was doing. Oh, I got it. My story comes out of... I don't know where my story comes... Oh, Georgia. 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 Oh, 34-year-old dude in Georgia was working at a McDonald's and it got too busy. He couldn't cope.
No.
He didn't know what to do. So he went out behind the restaurant to the dumpster to calm down for a minute.
Okay.
And thought, what's more calming than dumping flammable liquid in the dumpster and lighting it on fire so we have to evacuate the premises?
No.
Super smart!
What?
You gotta do what you gotta do for a break, man. Yeah,
hello? They evacuated the restaurant. What's not happening anymore? What's not happening?
No work is being done.
It's not busy.
Guess what? The ice cream machine is broken now.
It's legit. Legitimately, finally.
They're having a fire sale.
Yeah, no, he's going to jail forever.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
The thing that really did him in is he filmed himself doing the whole thing.
No,
really?
God.
So, arson charges. That McDonald's is... Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's the McDonald's, okay? We're done for today, everyone. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.